Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Welcome back to my podcast, where in every mini-sode, I share a relatable story and end with a brief guided meditation to guide you back to your heart center. In today's mini-sode, I'll be shedding some light on the final few weeks we have in this winter season. But before we dive in, I encourage you to hit that follow or subscribe button, as this is the best way to stay updated with my recent mini-sodes. Our winter season is coming to an end. That was fast. And I know that might sound a little bit weird coming from me, a Leo and summer baby, because I love the summer, I love the warm weather, and I love all the energy that it brings. However, my intention this winter was to embrace the season more. And the fact that I'm a little bit sad that it's ending really shows that I did that. I learned to lean into this season in my own way. Meaning, I was not out in the snow, ice skating, snowboarding, skiing, whatever y'all do out in the winter season, because that is not for me. Like I said, I like the warmth, so I like being inside. So that means I found ways to enjoy being inside. And in December, I shared my tips for a successful winter hibernation, and these are just tips that I really stood by in the winter. I stood by my season of hibernation to tune inwards and feel into what I want this next season to look like for me. So there was a lot of journaling, a lot of cacao, a lot of introspection, and a lot of developing and strengthening the relationship with myself. Because at the end of the day, that is the most important relationship we have. And of course, this theme will continue throughout the year as the months go by, and of course, throughout my life. However, there's something so potent about being able to tune inwards in the winter season, because we are all indoors. We are all going inside. Especially if you live up north, winter is a time of letting things go, of shedding, of taking stock, and of stillness before everything blooms again in the spring. And so mimicking the seasons of the natural world, I do the same for myself. And if you're listening to this, you know I encourage you to do the same for yourself as well. However, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, well, it's already March and I haven't really done this for myself and I didn't really take the time to introspect and find out what I need and all these things, well, it's not too late to do so. We are now at the beginning of spring, which is still the perfect time to reflect upon the winter season and set some intentions for the new season. If your winter was very busy, very go, 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 and you didn't have a lot of time to really appreciate the stillness, find time to have that for yourself, to cultivate that for yourself right now. It doesn't have to be for a whole month. It doesn't even have to be for a whole week. Maybe you set aside a day and you say, this day is for me. And if you only have a day, I encourage you to plan it out. Same if you have only a few hours, plan it out. Decide what you're going to do within those hours so that it is productive for you and you feel fulfilled by the end of it. It might look like taking yourself to the spa, journaling, talking to a friend who can really offer some input insights on your life right now. Take the time and take the steps that you need to connect with yourself, because we want to be planting those seeds, watering those seeds, working toward those visions we have for ourselves, and see them at their fullest expression in the summertime. And when spring and summer comes along, people are outside. We are connecting more. We are upholding commitments with each other more. So that's why this winter's time and taking these moments to ourselves is so important right now. And doing so in the winter, doing so right now, really sets the tone so that we honor and upkeep and maintain our alone time throughout these busier months. And if you're interested in learning more about alone time, I also have a mini-sode all about the importance of alone time on my podcast. So please do check that out as well. So I hope that this mini-sode encourages you to tune inwards to yourself. And as you know, I do so every week on my podcast. So for now, I invite you to take a few moments of mindfulness with me and tune in to your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale completely. Allowing the breath to slow, allowing your thoughts to slow. Breathing into the stillness and presence here. And I invite you to bring an image of a beautiful open field covered in a blanket of white shining snow. You may envision this field in the night under the twinkling stars, or in the daytime where the sun is shining on this open field blanketed in snow. Feel into the barrenness of this land, the openness, the vastness of this earth. In this open space, we are able to create our own vision. Quite literally, physically, if we were to step onto this open field and run and play and create. And metaphorically, if within our mind we begin to visualize our highest self or a reality that is possible for ourselves. Know that this capability to visualize is yours to make your vision unique. And perhaps you're already starting to visualize a reality, possibilities, your highest self. Perhaps you just see yourself playing or contemplating in this open space. Maintain this vision. And if this is a vision you wish to take action on, I invite you to note any action steps that you can take to make this vision a reality. And begin to do so when spring comes along. But for now, harness your vision, hold your vision, and trust the process. As you bring your awareness back to center, I invite you to journal or contemplate if anything came up for you, and honor where you're at in your journey and looking forward to the spring. If you found this mini-sode helpful, please leave a 5-star review as it really helps me out, or share the pot link to this mini-sode with your loved ones. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.